on 95.2, 96 and 103.9 FM.
Loving where we live.
BBC Radio Cornwall.
Yes, hello, a very warm welcome and good morning if you have just joined us. It is Sunday Breakfast with me, Donna Birrell, right here at BBC Radio Cornwall. And with the news this morning is Naomi Kennedy.
Good morning. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony... A new project's being established linking Exeter University Medical School and a new institution in East Africa. Medics and teaching staff from Cornwall are heading out to Wallega in Ethiopia to help establish a pathology department at its university medical school. They're taking a special piece of equipment with them donated by the Royal Cornwall Hospitals Trust. Once it's established, this new department, it will be the only such facility for hundreds of miles. Rob Marshall, a consultant pathologist in Truro and associate dean for Exeter Medical School, says it will make an enormous difference to healthcare and education in the region.
When it gets up and running, I think it would be fantastic. And as with most departments, it'll just have offshoots going here and there and areas of development. The facility to do, in addition to helping the patients, managing the patients better, to teach the undergraduate students, and huge research possibilities as well, areas of research that just wouldn't have been done anywhere, I would think.
The head of the Royal College of GPs has warned that general...
But before that, a doctor from the Royal Cornwall Hospital is heading to Ethiopia to help set up a pathology department, the only such facility for hundreds of miles. It's all part of a project linking the Exeter University Medical School with Ethiopia's Wallega University Medical School. BBC Radio Cornwall's Victoria Gould reports.
Right at the heart of the Royal Cornwall Hospital in Truro sits the tissue pathology department. There, doctors examine samples of tissue in order to help make diagnoses. In the region of Ethiopia, where Wallega Medical School is based, such a department simply doesn't exist. Consultant pathologist at the RCHT, Rob Marshall, says that means every condition must be diagnosed by eye.
It's done on clinical grounds and... very frequently, they will not be getting it right. I think you just know that from experience in the UK. So that there are many inflammatory diseases, for example, that can distort tissues and give the appearance of a malignancy. So my guess would be that there would be quite frequently tissues removed in the belief that they are malignant, that don't get the appropriate treatment subsequently, because they are infective, and so I doubt they have very much to treat malignant tumours, so they probably wouldn't get any further treatment at all.
To help set up the department, he's taking a vital bit of equipment with him.
And you can see that the microtome, it's quite an awkward shape. It is extremely heavy. It's nearly 40 kilograms. The works department knocked up this box in a quite amazing...
Packed away, ready for its long journey, is a microtome. It's been donated by the RCHT. It's no longer needed in the lab here in Truro.
A relatively short notice was able to get the permission, really, to take this bit of gear, which is... I'm a pathologist, and it's essential in our department, for, without going into any detail at all, to cut the very, very thin strips of tissue you need to prepare a slide to peer at down the microscope to make a diagnosis, either before a patient has an operation or after they've had an operation, to confirm the diagnosis and see how far, say, a cancer has spread. And it's a big bit of gear, heavy bit of gear, and you can't really set up our department without having one of these.
As well as being a pathologist, Dr. Marshall's also an associate professor with Exeter University Medical School, and his pathology project is part of plans to create a link between it and Wallega. They're both brand new establishments, but Dr. Marshall says that's where the similarities end.
The medical school's just started its third year, and the university is only about 7 or 8 years old. And so they believe the curriculum over here at the current medical school is very much problem-based, and that runs across the university in Wallega. So you give your students a problem and they go out and solve it. So the problem for the engineering students is to build the university, which I thought was quite nice. I was struck by the fact that, for example, I think there's a special area on the university campus where those students who have tuberculosis go to be segregated, for example. And that's pretty striking, I think. There's also an ambulance permanently on the university campus, because there's that much that going on that requires emergency treatment that they need rushing off to Nakempt, the town, local town, which is about 4 miles down the road. So things are very, very different.
Asha Badan is a fourth-year medical student here in the southwest. She's already been out to Ethiopia and is enthusiastic about the possibilities presented by the project linking the two medical schools.
There's a lot of scope for one-to-one kind of contact between different students, and that's sort of being set up at the moment. There's a lot of scope for, I guess, from our perspective, seeing medicine in a different light and having experience from different students. There's a lot we can do, I think, to help the students over there as well with this one-to-one, sort of helping each other through e-learning and things like that.
Dr. Marshall isn't the only medic heading out to Africa. He'll be assisted by Dr. Julie Thacker, the hospital sub-dean for Exeter Medical School in Cornwall. She says the visit won't only benefit the people of Wallaga.
I've been able to do a lot of reading over the last few weeks. A lot of the diseases I'm going to be seeing over there, I've only ever read about, I've never seen. So there's a lot of learning. But also just taking part in something very different to what you're used to, pushing yourself a little bit, being open to new ideas, and just being inspired to engage more with medicine. It's a fascinating subject. But sometimes when you're head down all the time, you forget that. You can forget how interesting it is. And I think it is going to reinvigorate people, I think.
Dr. Marshall and the pathology equipment should arrive in Ethiopia at the end of the month.
Oh, interesting. You see another example of how Cornwall leads the way, isn't it? We talk about that a lot on the programme, but it's so true. That was BBC Radio Cornwall's Victoria Gould reporting, bringing the time to exactly 18 minutes past seven. John, the
Medics from the Royal Cornwall Hospital in Truro are heading out to Ethiopia to help establish a new pathology department in the country. It's part of a project linking Exeter University Medical School to the new Wallaga University. It's hoped it will be the first in a series of projects to help support the staff and students there. Dr. Julie Thacker is the hospital's sub-dean for Exeter Medical School in Cornwall and will be travelling to Ethiopia in April.
Mainly we're doing some bedside teaching with the students, but also looking at and seeing what sort of teaching opportunities there are in the area and what's missing from their curriculum that we can add. Because it's not, when you teach in medicine, obviously, it's not just about diseases. There's a lot of other softer skills that are very, very important.
A seminar is due to take place in Cornwall to help those who work in churches deal with child...